I said I had a pain in my mouth and I wondered what was causing that.
我问他是什么问题。
So the dentist pointed out the problem and cleansed me.
然后呢,
There's a greater problem though than just having our mouths cleaned.
我们的牙齿需要人家洗干净。
Everyone is born in sin and must have their heart clean.
每个人心里都有罪,
But in the dentist's case, he said I needed to improve my flossing.
那个牙医说我的牙齿要,
flossing.
Floss. 应该叫floss. Do you think that's in the item? Yeah? 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 Yeah?
I'm going to say it again in just a minute. I said, I already do that every night. But still, there was parts in my teeth that I could not see. I needed someone else outside of me to point out where there needed to be cleaning.
可是我的牙齿还有些地方我看不到需要人家指出我的问题。
Many people try to clean up their own hearts and their own lives.
很多人用自己的方式来尝试把自己心里的罪来洗净。
But they can't see what causes pain within their own hearts.
可是他们不能观看他们心中的疼痛是从哪里而来。
They need someone outside of themselves to point that out and to cleanse them.
他们需要一个在外面观察的一个人告诉他们他们的问题在哪里。
That happened to me as a little boy. My mother led me to Christ.
那在我很小的时候，我母亲带领我信主。
My ancestors had lived in Europe.
So 我的祖先是从欧洲来的。
They immigrated to America.
他们移民到美国。
And it was there that I was born, and there the gospel reached me.
我出生在美国接受这个福音。
I want to talk about the spread of the gospel message.
我要跟你们大家分享这个福音的这个宣传的这个信息。
The message of Jesus Christ cleansing our hearts from sin so that we can stand before God without fear of judgment. And as a result of the message that's being proclaimed, I want us to go through the whole Bible and see how this is taught. Many times we think the missions for the whole for the gospel only begins at the Great Commission in the New Testament.
很多时候我们只认为这个传福音的这个是大使命在新约圣经而发生的。
When actually it's continuous throughout the entire Bible.
其实这个是整本圣经所教导的。
So this morning I want you to look up three different passages of Scripture.
所以我们要看三处经文。
And we're going to be projecting the rest over here on the screen.
然后其余的这个经文我们在荧幕可以看到。
In a short period of time, we're going to walk through the Bible and see what it's saying regarding preaching the gospel to all the world.
所以在很短的时间，我们要观看整本圣经所教导我们宣讲福音的这个信息。
So let's go back to the beginning, the book of Genesis.
所以我们到起初的这个经文，这个创世纪。
Chapter 12 is where we're going to read.
从十二章。
And you're familiar with the Old Testament story that God created the world and that He put Adam and Eve in the garden, but then they rebelled against Him and sin entered the world. Sin continued to spread on the world and God destroyed it with the flood.
这个罪的越来越大，所以神用洪水把这个世界毁灭了。
And then after the flood and the world started to grow in population, you find in chapter 10 what is called the Table of Nations.
然后在第十章，在这个洪水之后，这个万国都继续的这个发展，所以在第十章我们有这个家谱。
And what you find is really the beginning of all the different races in the world and the different ethnic groups.
所以从第十章我们可以看到这些。 不同的国籍，不同的这个籍贯是从哪里而来的？
In chapter 11, you have the Tower of Babel, and then the development as judgment of different languages.
那在十一章，我们看到巴比塔，在巴比塔就创造了不同的语言。
So you have the nations, different ethnic that are spread out, speaking different languages across the world.
所以有不同的国籍啊，在啊在这个世界上不断的这个发展。
And now God's going to introduce His plan of reaching all of them.
现在神要介绍他如何使到福音传给这些不同的这个国籍的这个计划。
And that's where we pick up in Genesis chapter 12.
就在十二章里面可以看到。
So read chapter 12 in context of chapter 10 and 11.
所以我们读十二章，我们要我们知道我们的上文是第十跟第十一节。
Look at the first three verses.
看第一到第三节。
Now the Lord said to Abram, Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. To him who dishonors you, I will curse, and in you all the families in the earth shall be blessed.
第十二章第一节，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。你要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。”
So this is the promise or the covenant that God is making with Abraham, and He is telling him that amongst other things.Through him is going to be a blessing that's going to reach everyone.
So this is 神与亚伯兰所立的约，通过亚伯拉罕，神要使到万国得到福气。
Now we know a bit about our Bibles that that blessing is going to be the Messiah. That's going to be a descendant of Abraham, who is Jesus.
那我们知道我们的圣经，亚伯兰这个应许，包括了这个弥赛亚的这个应许，弥赛亚会是从亚伯兰的后裔而来的。
But note who he's going to be blessing. It's all the families of the world, or the nations.
所以注意看第三节，他所要祝福的是万族。
Now when he speaks about nations, we're not just talking about national boundaries, like the nation of Singapore, or the nation of Malaysia, or places like that.
所以这里讲到的万族不只是限制于这个国家的领土，不是只是新加坡还是马来西亚。
He's talking about different people that are within those nations,that have different ethnicities or languages, something that makes them distinct.
所以这里的万族指到不同的族群、不同的籍贯，都在同样的一个，可能都在同样的一个国家里面。
Each of those names in chapter 10 has its own strands and own descendants.
在第十章的这个家谱有不同的这个不同的这个国籍包括在内。
So the rest of the scripture, the rest of the Bible, is how God is going to fulfill that promise to Abraham.
所以从从这十二章后面的这个圣经都是在讲论神怎样进行他的计划。
So we move on to Moses.
所以我们到摩西。
Exodus chapter 19 verses 4 to 6 says this: You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians.How I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the people of Israel.
这出埃及记第十九章第四到第六节说，我将埃及人所行的事你们都看见了。且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。如今你们若实在听我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
God wanted Israel to be a mediator or a representative of His word, so that He could reach out to everyone else.
神的目的是要以色列做他在万族中的代表。
Now that's the point of the Jews.
这犹太人的目的就是如此。
A missionary force of God ethnically so that they can produce the Messiah and proclaim him to everybody else of different ethnic backgrounds.
神选定这个以色列，他要这些犹太人做他信息的这个发言人，他要他们做他的宣教师，然后使到他们从他们的后裔生出弥赛亚，把他的这个福音传给万国。
So Moses gets the idea. Now let's move on to Joshua.
所以说摩西，我们来到约书亚。
Here's Joshua talking to the next generation in Joshua 4:23-24.
在约书亚记第10章23-24节, 约书亚对众民说,
For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan for you until you passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up for us until we passed over. Verse 24, so that all the peoples, there's the same idea, all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever.
23节因为耶和华你们的神在你们面前使约旦河的水干了等着你们过来就如耶和华你们的神从前在我们前面使红海干了等着我们过来一样要使地上万民都知道耶和华的手大有能力也要使你们永远敬畏耶和华你们的神
And of course they immediately went to Jericho and Rahab was there and how did she know about the greatness of God? She heard about what God had done to the Red Sea and the Egyptians.
所以他们过了约旦河，他们来到耶利哥，在耶利哥拉河，听到他们的这个神为什么？因为他们的神的这个威名已经传遍这个迦南地。
God is not ignoring the nations; He's getting there, but He's working through this missionary force, Israel.
所以神是接着用犹太人这个宣教组织，把他的信息传给万国。
So Abraham gets the promise, Moses repeats that, Joshua repeats that.
所以亚伯兰得到这个神的这个约，摩西跟约书亚重复了神的这个应许。
Here's King David in Psalm 22:27-28. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you, For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations.
所以说,地的四极都要想念耶和华,并且归顺他,列国的万族都要在你面前敬拜,因为国权是耶和华的,他是管理万国的。
So God doesn't want to leave anybody out. He wants to have people from every particular ethnic or racial background or every language that encompasses the world. And this is the message that you constantly get.
所以神的这个目的是要使万国万族不同的语言的人都归顺他，所以他有这个同样的这个目的，要他的名在万国被宣传。Move
on into Solomon.
然后所罗门王,
David's son.
这是大卫的儿子.
This is when he's dedicating the temple in Jerusalem.
在这个圣殿敬拜的时候，他这里说到.
Beginning in 1 Kings 8:41-43, it says this. Likewise, when a foreigner, okay, that's the non-Jew, who is not of your people Israel, comes from a far country for your name's sake, for they shall hear of your great name and your mighty hand and of your outstretched arm, when he comes and prays towards this house, here in heaven, your dwelling place, and do according to all for which the foreigner calls to you, in order that all the peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you, and as do your people Israel, and that they may know that this house that I have built is called by your name.
在列王记上第8章第11到第41到43节这里说论到不属你民以色列的外邦人为你民从远方而来他们听人论说你的大名和大能的手并伸出来的膀臂向这殿祷告求你在天上你的居所垂听照着外邦人所祈求的而行
The temple was built, yes, for the Jews, and the Jews were the ones who were only to be close to it. But the point of it was to reach everybody. At the end of his prayer, this is what Solomon says in verses 59-60. Let these words of mine, with which I have pleaded before the Lord, be near to the Lord our God day and night, and may he maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel as each day requires, that all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God. There is no other.
59跟60节这里所罗门继续的祷告我在耶和华面前祈求的这些话愿耶和华我们的神昼夜垂念每日为他仆人与他民以色列伸冤使地上的万民都知道 唯独耶和华是神，并无别神。
Did every king and every leader remember the purpose for their existence in Israel? No.
不是每一个王，不是每一个领袖都在以色列的历史上记得这是神的目的。
Solomon himself is going to worship other gods rather than leading people out of other religions to worship the true God.
就像所罗门一样，他在他的生命中的这个结尾的时候，他还是什么？他也是敬拜假神。
But the constant message that God was continuing for generation after generation was that it's not just for you alone, but you're to be used for a purpose that is global.
可是神不断的重复在不同的这个时代的时候，他不同的重复不停的重复，他的目的是使到他的信息传到万民。
Now let's move on into the prophets. Prophet Isaiah is a good representative, even though this thought is found in most all the prophets.
然后我们去到这些先知，我们看用以赛亚先知作为这个先知的代表。
Isaiah 42 verses 1 and 6. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice where? To the nations. And then in verse 6. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations.
以赛亚书第四十二章第一和第六节这里说，看啊，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。第六节，我耶和华凭公义招你，必扶你的手。保守你，使你做众民的中保，做外邦人的光。
Isaiah moves on in 49 verse 6. He says, it's too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and bring back the preserved of Israel. I will make you as a light for the nations that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth.
在以赛亚书第49章第六节这里说，现在他说，你做我的仆人，使雅各众支派复兴，使以色列中的保全的归回，尚为小事。我还要使你做外邦人的光，叫你施行我的救恩，直到地极。
Now the Jews were not missionary force at that point, but they were being developed and prepared so they could produce the Messiah.
所以在这个时候，这个犹太人还不是宣教的组织，可是他们被神预备，他们要什么？他们要使弥赛亚从他们的这个后裔出生。
People would observe how God protected and provided for them, and that would attract them to what they were doing.
万国会观察神怎样眷顾、怎么保管这个以色列，这会使到他们受到吸引，要敬拜这位神。
But if they worship those other gods, if they converted to other religions, or they did not attract people to the Lord, they violated the point of which God made them.
所以当以色列人他们敬拜假神，当他们没有敬拜真神，当他们没有做真神的这个代表的时候，他们就违背神的这个约、这个旨意。
Now this is just a sampling of the Old Testament, but you can see this is the flow of thought all the way through.
所以我们只是观察了这个一部分的这个抵触的这个旧约，可是我们可以看到神的这个旨意不断的重复，是一个一致的这个旨意。
There's 400 years of silence between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
然后从旧约到新约中间有一个这个安静的这个时代时期，是400年的这个静默的时期。
But Simeon still remembers this message.
在路加福音这个西面，他记住神的这个旨意。
And when Jesus is born, they dedicate him at the temple, and Simeon has this to say in Luke chapter 2, 29-32.
所以当耶稣的父母在圣殿献他给上帝的时候，西面这样的祷告。
Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel.
在二章二十九节这里西面祷告主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看到你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。
Now there's a guy who understands the point of his being part of the elect people of God.
所以在路加福音这个西面，他明白他身为犹太人的目的是什么。
There's a greater goal and purpose in mind in history, and he's a part of that.
他们的历史中有很大的这个目的，他扮演了他的角色，就在这一刻。
Now go over to Matthew in your Bibles, Matthew chapter 28.
然后现在我们翻到马太福音第二十八章
，19 through 20,
第十九到第二十节。
And here's where you have Jesus' famous commission to his disciples.
啊，这一处是很著名的大使命，是向他的。
But this is not a new message.
可是这个不是一个新的这个指示。
It's an ongoing perpetuation of the same mission that's always been there.
这个他的这个指示是救援不断重复的这个神这个旨意。
He says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father." And of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And behold, I'm with you always to the end of the age.
这里说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So Jesus tells them, "I want you to reach all nations," and he's not talking about Greece or Turkey or places like that around Europe. He's talking about ethnic identities, the peoples that all live in there, clans and tribes and different languages that you're going to later see come in the day of Pentecost that are gathered there in Acts chapter 2.
所以耶稣给他们指示不只是去到罗马或者希腊不同的这个地方，他是耶稣所说的是不同的国籍、不同的文化、不同的语言都要被他的这个信息而影响。
He says to his disciples, "I want you to go and reach those people, and then disciple and nurture them in the teaching that I've given to you."
耶稣对他们都说，你们要去把好信息传给他们，然后继续的教导他们我所教导你们的。
When you get to the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, the same idea is proclaimed.
所以我们如果来到这个使徒行传第一章第八节，他们继续的使命。
Be his witnesses into Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world.
因为他们先在耶路撒冷，然后到犹太地，然后到撒玛利亚，然后到直到什么这个地极，传扬耶稣的名。
And the book of Acts then follows that game plan.
然后在使徒行传，我们看到他们就是跟着神的旨意。这样的继续发展他们宣教的这个使命。
It starts in Jerusalem, it moves out to Judea. By chapter 8, it goes into Samaria. By chapter 10, you're moving to the uttermost parts of the earth.
所以他们是从耶路撒冷开始，然后到犹大地，然后撒玛利亚，然后到世界的地极。
Paul's missionary journeys then are going to follow the same idea.
然后保罗的这个宣教的这个航程都是跟着这个指示而行的。
Acts 13:46-47 says this, "And Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly, saying, 'It was necessary that the word of God be spoken first to you. Since you thrust it aside and judged yourselves unworthy of eternal life, behold, we are turning to the Gentiles. For so the Lord commanded us, saying, I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth.'"
使徒行传第十三章第四十六到第四十七节这里说，保罗和巴拿巴放胆说，神的道先讲给你们原是应当的，只因你们弃绝这道，断定自己不配得永生，我们就转向外邦人去，因为主曾这样吩咐我们说，我已经立你做外邦人的光，叫你施行救恩，直到地极。
The sad reality is that Israel was hardened in heart. They did not want to believe in Christ, and therefore they were not becoming the missionary force.
这个犹太人他们硬着心，他们没有完成神所交付他们的这个使命，所以这个使命就要传到这个外邦人。
And therefore God uses someone else, non-Jews, to become missionary forces.
所以神使用了这个外邦人传扬他的这个好消息。
And that's up to the present day. That situation still exists.
就到今天还是如此。
Who are the ones proclaiming the gospel? It's not mainly Jewish people.
谁现在在宣扬这个耶稣基督的福音？都大多数都是外邦人。
It was non-Jewish people who reached me.
是外邦人把福音传给我。
At the uttermost parts of the earth.
在世界的地极。
Paul understands this, and he's fulfilling that. He goes on into Acts 26:23 that Christ must suffer, and that by being proclaimed first to rise from the dead, he would proclaim light both to our people, that's Jews, and to the Gentiles, that's everyone else.
所以保罗明白神的这个旨意，所以在使徒行传第二十六章第二十三节，他说就是基督必须受害，并且从死里复活，要什么首先把光明的道传给百姓，就是犹太人，然后
So Paul, the apostles, follow suit with what Jesus is saying, and then even when he writes to the Romans in Romans 1, 5-6, it says this.
所以保罗明白神的旨意，所以在写信给罗马人的时候，在罗马书他这样写。
Through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the nations. Do you hear the Great Commission and all that? Including you who were called to belong to Jesus Christ.
所以在罗马书第一章第五到第六节，这里他说：“我们从他受了恩惠，并使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人归他的名，信服。这道这就是福音。然后其中也有你们这门招属耶稣基督的人。”
And then you have Paul is writing to the people in Rome, a long ways away from Jerusalem, to people who weren't Jewish for the most part, telling them that they are to be as well part of that missionary force.
所以罗马书就是保罗写信给住在罗马的外邦人，他们不是犹太人。保罗写信给他们，叫他们继续传扬神的这个信息。
So this is the task that you find throughout the entire Bible.
所以这是整本圣经所记载的这个使命。
It's the overarching movement of God that will succeed.
这是神的计划，必定什么成功的。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道?
I want you to look at one more verse.
请翻到另一处。
Revelation chapter 5.
请翻到这个启示录第五章。
Revelation chapter 5, around the throne of God, verses 9 and 10.
启示录第五章，这是在宝座周围的这个情景。
And they sing a new song, saying, Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God. And here's who these people are. From every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on earth.
请看五章第九到第十节，这里说：“他们唱新歌，说你配拿书卷，配解开漆印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上。”It's
going to succeed.
神的计划必定成功。Every
single ethnic, language, tribal differences, there's going to be a convert to Christ represented from them around the throne of God.
神的这里记载说，各族、各方、各民、各国的人都会有代表站在他的宝座前。That
table of nations in Genesis 10 is expanded, and every one of them ultimately is going to be reached with the gospel and be blessed.
在创世纪十章的那个家谱来到这个启示录的结尾的时候，我们看到各国都会在神的面前站立。Missions
cannot fail.
所以我们传福音是不会失败的。
Now, let me show you something. First of all, I thought this would be a handy way next time you're hanging up your clothes to remember the three main points of the Bible here.
所以我提你们以后在晾衣服的时候，你们可以用这个画面来提醒自己。
Abrahamic Covenant, that's Genesis chapter 12.
然后我们在创世纪十二章看到亚伯拉罕的约。
Great Commission is Matthew 28 with Jesus' words.
那马太福音28章，我们看到耶稣颁布大使命。
Throne of God, Revelation chapter 5 as well as chapter 7.
然后在启示录的第五章第七章，我们看到神的宝座前。
There's your clothesline hanging all those concepts to bring it throughout all of Scripture.
所以这个方面就让我们明白了这整个圣经的这个进展还有内容的这个归纳吧。
Okay, let's get strategic with this. There is a website called joshuaproject.net.
所以跟大家分享一些数字。
And they're estimating that in the world today, there are 17,000, give or take 1,000, different type of unique ethnic, language, cultural people groups.
所以这个是一个基督教的这个研究，他们研究说，这个世界里有差不多17,000个不同的籍贯或者族群。
If we're to say every tribe, tongue, nation that's around the throne of God, say 17,000 different types. That's the diversity of the human population.
所以如果我们要说到很细，各族、各方、各民、各国的时候，有一万七千个不同的这个国籍和籍贯。
How many of them either have a Bible or a church or some Christian witness in them that has been reached?
那这一万七千个不同的这个籍贯有。 多少人已经有一个圣经或者已经接受福音了？They
estimate around 10,000.
所以他们的数目是差不多一万个不同的这个籍贯或者国籍，已经有了他们的圣经或者已经这个福音已经传到他们当中了。That
means you got 7,000 left. That's about 40%.
所以我们如果这样算，只有7,000个不同的这个国籍没有。
This is why Pastor Roger goes to China or to different nations.
所以这是为什么牧师到中国或者不同的这个国家。
He trains pastors who are reaching some of these different individual people groups.
他在训练那些能接触到不同的国籍的这些牧者。
This is why Jackie's called us here to do, to help him to do that.
所以我们为什么 受邀请来到这个地方，继续的与这个牧师同工。
Let me get more specific on this. For example, Afghanistan has 72 different people groups. 5 have been reached. 93% still needs to be reached in that country.
所以我们打一些例子，这个阿富斯坦他们有72个不同的这个国籍，他们有只有5个族群已经有这个福音的接触，所以。 剩余的这个67个族群需要福音的这个接触。
It's not easy to reach people in Afghanistan.
要到这个国家接触他们的不同的这个族群有点困难。
Here's Kenya.
还有我们看肯尼亚。
That's one nation, but there's 110 different type of tribal people groups there.
这肯尼亚是一个国家，里面有110个不同的这个籍贯。
77 have been reached, 33 have not.
所以77个族群已经接受到这个福音的这个接触。
I've been to Kenya, so I can even name a number of those different groups. Not all 110 of them, but I can name a number of them.
那我到过肯尼亚，所以我知道少许的这些不同的这个族群。
This is what often causes conflicts and wars that goes on even within a country like this.
所以这个国家为什么这个战争，因为它这个族群在打战。
Here's one other one. Here's Myanmar.
还有缅甸。
147 groups, 97 have been reached.
缅甸有147个族群，97个族群已经有这个福音的这个接触。
34% left.
只剩下这个50个族群。
Last week I was asked to go preach in a church full of people from Myanmar.
所以上周我到一个新加坡的教会，都是缅甸的这个移民。
It meets here, downtown, right near City Hall train exit.
所以他们在 City Hall 那个地方聚会。
There is a pastor who went to school with Pastor Roger, who has a church that's a Burmese church.
那他们的牧师是这个黄牧师的这个同学，他在那边牧会。
They meet in a storefront in the Peninsula Plaza.
他们在 Peninsula Plaza 的一个店的里面聚会。
And so I met the pastor last Saturday, and then he immediately asked me to come preach the next day. I said, sure, let me preach on this. It was all in Burmese. Most of them were students in their 20s. Not many older people, not many kids at all. And so they were singing and they had open testimony time before I spoke. When all of a sudden this fellow walks into the back of the church building.
突然从后面进来了一个 white boy.
I glanced and noticed that he was Caucasian. He looked like European American.
所以这个外国人的长相像美国人或者像欧洲人。
And Pastor Peter motioned him to come forward and sat him right next to me in the front row.
所以他们的牧师就把这个客人提到前面，放在我的，坐在我的旁边。
We shook hands and I got up to speak.
那我跟他握手，然后我就上台讲道。
I don't know who he was.
那我不知道他是谁。
He didn't know I was the speaker.
他不知道我是讲员。
I gave this whole message about the Abraham covenant and about the blessing that was coming through the Jews.
那我在跟他们分享这个亚伯拉罕的约，还有神怎样使用这些犹太人。
As soon as I was finished and we prayed, I sat down and he talked and he turned to me and he said, "That was a good speech."
然后这个讲完道，祷告完了，我坐下来，他转了身跟我说，哦，你的演讲非常好。
Usually preachers don't have someone tell them it was a good speech.
通常牧师讲道之后，很少人会跟说你的演讲很好。
Then they passed around the Lord's Supper.
然后我们就守圣餐，他们就把这个盘传下来。
He refused to take part of it.
他完全不要参与这个圣餐。
Then I wanted to know, who is this guy?
我就在想，这个人到底是谁？
Service ended, and they brought out tables like you do here, and we had lunch.
在聚会之后，他们把他们的，就如我们等一下要做的一样，他们把这个桌子搬出来，大家一起吃饭。
Pastor Cho or Peter was with me, and this other fellow came and sat down.
所以牧师坐在我旁边，然后这个新朋友也坐在我旁边。
I said, "Who are you? Where are you from?"
我说你从哪里来？你是什么人？
He said, "Oh, I'm from Chicago in the United States."
然后他说我是从芝加哥来的。
My name is Aaron.
然后我的名字是亚伦。
He said, "I've just been traveling around Asia, and I want to teach English, but I'd like to do it in Myanmar."
那我已经在这个，我在游览这个亚洲，我很想到缅甸教英文。
And I like the Burmese culture, and I know there was a store here today, so I just happened to be at the mall and walked in.
那我很喜欢缅甸的文化，我知道他们有一个店，我今天就走进这个店。
I said, "Well, what did you think about what I preached about?"
然后我说，你对我所讲的，你有什么反应？
He said, "I'm Jewish."
他说我是犹太人。
I said, "You're Jewish?"
我说你是犹太人。
He said, "Yes." And then both of myself and pastor started giving testimony.
然后他说他是犹太人之后，我跟牧师就开始给他很多见证。
Pastor Cho was saying, "I used to be a Buddhist and I was an alcoholic, and Christ changed my life," and he was telling about the importance of the gospel.
然后这个牧师先说，以前我是拜神明的，然后我又酗酒，我信了主之后我就改变了。And
while he's giving that testimony, I'm thinking in my mind, what are the odds of a Jew from Chicago walking into this building where he can't understand the language, except me gets up in English telling him the purpose of being a Jew.
那我就在想，这个不是巧合，因为他是犹太人，他走进这个缅甸的店，都是说缅甸的，就在上个星期天，我用英文跟他讲这个信息。
This had to be God doing something.
所以这是神的计划。
But it just went over his head and he didn't want to talk about it.
所以他听了很多，他也不想再多的这个反应。And
in the end, I told him, I said, "Listen, Aaron, I understand you're Jewish, and Jews don't always like Jesus as their Messiah."
所以他要走之前，我跟他说，亚伦，我知道你是犹太人，我知道你们不喜欢听耶稣是你们的弥赛亚。But
let's just lay everything out on the table.
可是我们要观察全部的这些资料。We're
here in Singapore now.
我们在新加坡。
Maybe Jesus is your Messiah, and you need to embrace him.
可能耶稣真的是你的弥赛亚，你要拥抱他。He
said, "Maybe."
他说可能。
I said, "Think about him, but don't try to find him back in America. Find him right here, amongst people like this."
所以我跟他说，你不要回美国去找你的耶稣，你就在这个地方，在这个族群来认识耶稣。
And I walked out of the building.
然后我就离开了。
I texted Pastor Peter afterwards and told him my impressions, and he said God may be doing something on his heart.
那我之后我这个发起信给牧师说，我跟他所交谈的是什么？牧师的回应是，可能神要使用在他的心中动工。
My prayer is that a fellow like Aaron is going to receive Christ and then have a purpose for going to Myanmar.
我的祷告是神使用亚伦、啊、这一个人然后在缅甸这个地方使用他。
To reduce that percentage mark.
使到更多的族群、啊、得到这个福音的接触。
We as a church are to grow mature in our faith in Christ, but we also have a mission to accomplish.
所以我们、不但在我们自己的属灵的生活上要长进，我们也有一个使命，就是使到万国的人、接受这个福音。
And Singapore, like the U.S., is a place where God brings nations.
所以就像美国，新加坡是一个万国要来的一个国家。
Maybe there's someone that God is calling you to reach that you don't even have to leave your neighborhood.
那可能神、有目的要你接触、某一个族群，你可能根本不用离开你的国家。
I recognize that maybe we will be coming across people while we live here who don't、haven't originated from here.
那我们在这里生活的时候，我们也在想，可能我们能接触一些人，可能不是本地人。
When I was in Cambodia a month ago, I met a fellow from England.
那我在、上个月我在柬埔寨的时候，我碰到一个英国人。
And he wanted to know why I lived in Singapore.
那他问我，你为什么要到新加坡来住？
And I told him I wanted to be involved in training pastors、for strong churches.
那我的回应是、我要在新加坡、训练这些、教导圣经的牧者。
And we were out on a river looking at a crocodile farm.
那我们在这个河看，我们在一个、鳄鱼的这个农场、
But while there, we had a conversation while looking at crocodiles.We're talking about God as the creator.
所以我们在观看的是鳄鱼，可是我们在交谈的是神的创造。
And he said, I can't believe、some of these people like Richard Dawkins who say there's no God.
那这位朋友说、我不相信那些无神论者说 这些创造都是、这个机会而创造的。
I said, yeah, look at the creation around us. This just didn't explode and happen.
那我说我们观察这个鳄鱼不可能没有人创造的就、突然的发生。
There is a God, and maybe you need to find out about who He is and what He wants.
那我跟他说，可能真的有一个神，你要寻找他，知道他的旨意是什么。
I didn't plan to meet Aaron from Chicago or this fellow from England by the crocodile farm.
所以我没有计划在鳄鱼场碰到英国人，或者在新加坡碰到犹太人。
I just wanted to keep my ears open, my eyes open, in case someone I came across, I can get in a conversation with.
可是我要很这个灵敏的把我的耳朵跟眼睛这个张大，所以有机会的时候可以跟他们交谈。
Who might God be placing before you that you can be in a conversation with to tell them about Jesus Christ and fulfill the commission?
那神在你的周围有没有安置一些人，要用你来把福音传给他们
？I went to college in Chicago.
我在芝加哥啊、上大学。
But I met Aaron here.
我在这里遇到亚伦。
And there may be people that the Lord is going to be using you to be and making an impact with the gospel, and that is part of the overall mission of the church. And you can't fail.
所以神可能是用你和你的不同的这个关系来接触不同的这个族群，使到他的名在他们的生命中得到这个宣扬。
You may sow a seed.
可能你撒种。
You may water that.
可能你浇灌。
Or you may harvest.
或者可能你是参与收成的工作。
I do a lot more sowing and watering than I do harvesting.
那我撒种跟我这个浇灌多过我、收成。
But if someone doesn't receive Christ immediately, maybe they will in the future.
可能有些人不是立时接受、耶稣，可是将来他可能接受耶稣。
I was successful in being faithful to sow and to water.
那我的本分就是我忠心的把这个水跟这个种子撒在他们的这个生命中。
Pray for people that God brings just into our midst, that we can be that sowing, that watering, or harvesting.
那让我们祷告，让神把人、放在我们的生命的这个周围，使到我们能够把福音、的这个种子、放在他们的生命中。
Because time moves forward, and there will be a representation of converts from every one of those unique groups in history.
因为这个时间会不停的这个、进展，然后神会使到万国万族万邦的人、站在他的这个宝座前。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Gracious God, we give thanks because you are the one who convinces people of the truth, and we just need to be faithful to deliver that without compromise, but being wise of knowing how to get in conversations. It's not always easy. And I pray, Father, that you may give us boldness when we need it. Help us to know your word so we can explain the gospel. And Father, to show compassion and grace and care in the way in which we interact with people who may worship a false god or who may not have any idea what's going to be in store for them in eternity. May you bless your word today, and may you continually bring forth a harvest for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.